This is the 3201, operator 8600. I'm headed toward my start point, CUNY Clackamas College, and I have no electronics. It looks like some water is just pouring out from some of the switches above and all the warning lights and things like that you would normally see, like brights and things like that on the display are blank. The bus is running properly. I don't feel anything wrong with it, but I have none of the warning light displays working. When I click on the brights, there's nothing showing up. So I think I got a short someplace with all this water coming out of the electronics. It's coming out of the switch that you turns on the HVAC system. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know what's going on in case I need to do something about it.
Okay, when you started the bus up at the garage and were doing your walkthrough and checking everything, was it not doing that at the yard?
No, everything was flashing at the yard. It's when it began moving, I think because I've sloshed some water around, that all this water now is starting to kind of come out of the switch area.
Well, we currently don't have anything to trade you with, and we don't have any mechanics out on the weekends. So are you able to continue in service, or is all the electronics out?
Well, I mean, I could see, you know, my CAD's working, and, you know, the light display on the, instrument panel's working. It's everything above that normally would say, all right, it looks like it's coming back on. They're just kind of flickering. I'm seeing where the warning lights would come on, but there's no warning lights. It's just the normal lights that would come up. So I think what's happening is that it's some kind of water in there that whenever I, depending upon how I'm going and turning, it either, you know, shorts it out temporarily or not, but otherwise I'm good to go.
All righty. And are you able to turn your heat on? Maybe we can get the heat going and that can dry it out a little bit.
Yeah, I got the heat on the front turned on. I'm not sure if the HVAC system's working or not. I'll have to get back there and check, because that's actually where all the water's pouring out from. It's coming out of the switch in the box on that left side.
All righty. Well, let's just try to do the best we can do. I don't, you know, you're so far out, I don't want to turn you around and send you back to the garage. Maybe if you have some paper towels, you can kind of soak up whatever water is coming out so we can try to see if we can get it dried out a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, and it was kind of weird because, you know, when I got in the bus, there was water everywhere, and I just dried it off with a cloth thinking it came through the window. But as I began driving, I began having all this water fall on my shoulder, and I didn't know where it was because the windows are closed, and that's when I looked up and saw what was happening. So I've been just grabbing towels and drying it as I drive.
Yeah, if we ever encounter this again in the future, if you get so many blocks away from the garage and you're seeing, you know, more water dripping, give us a call at that point so we can turn you around and have you go back to the garage so they can either do a proper dry or they can switch you out into a bus that hasn't gotten soaked on the inside.
Yeah, copy that. I didn't see this problem until I began driving, and I called you right when I started realizing what was happening. 3201, operator 8600. I copied that last message.
Yeah, 3201, we timed out. Or 3201, we timed out. So anyway, just do the best you can do. If it doesn't dry out after a while, give us a call back.
Yeah, copy that. I didn't realize it was a problem until I had called you. I thought all the water was dripping in from a leak in the windows, and when I looked up and saw it coming down out of that switch, that's when I called you guys.
All right, copy. 923.